USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Major League Baseball announced on Friday it will move the 2021 All-Star Game out of Georgia because of a new Georgia law requiring photo IDs to vote. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the narrative that President Biden is pushing is a lie.
I sat here and listened to the president's inaugural address, and I just want a couple real quick points from it. Politics need not be a raging fire that destroys everything in its path, and we must reject a culture in which facts themselves are manipulated or made up. And Joe Biden's broken his own rule. He's lying about this bill. He's lying to the American people about it to cause the raging fire he said he was going to put out.
Governor Christie on ABC News. Hypocritical Major League Baseball says you must show a photo ID to pick up baseball tickets at all Major League Baseball parks. The Derek Chauvin murder trial continues Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Janet Yellen will use her first major address Monday as the Treasury Secretary to argue for a global minimum corporate tax rate. Yellen is to make the case for President Biden's plan to raise U.S. corporate taxes to fund his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Biden wants to increase corporate tax from 21 to 28%. President Trump lowered the U.S. tax rate from 35 to the current 21%. March Madness NCAA basketball has a champion in the women's category. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Stanford was victorious Sunday in the finals of the women's NCAA Division I basketball tournament, outlasting Arizona 54-53. The Cardinal winning their first national championship since 1992 and the third for head coach Tara Vanderveer. Haley Jones led Stanford with 17 points and was named the tournament's most outstanding player after averaging more than 14 points and 6 rebounds in 6 tournament games and shooting 60% from the field.
Thank you, Dan, and thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The U.S.-Mexico border is experiencing a major humanitarian crisis. 2 weeks ago, President Biden put Vice President Kamala Harris on task for a solution. So far, Harris has been silent. Journalist Joe Concha tells Fox News she's acting as if it's not her job.
She's not making any visit to the border anytime soon, apparently. There's nothing on the schedule. Jen Psaki always has to circle back in terms of when that may happen. Or if it's diplomatic, I don't hear about any trips to Guatemala or Nicaragua or Mexico. So the words of the Biden administration, yes, we're going to fix this problem. I'm tapping the vice president in order to fix it. But yet, in terms of deeds, nothing seems to be done. And I would think that if you want to solve this problem, you have to go to the border and see these facilities at 17 times the capacity during a pandemic, or maybe talk to Border Patrol officials or the people running these facilities, where you have one that is supposed to only hold 250 people. It has 4,000 in it right now, 19,000 minors overall just last month.
More than half of this National Hockey League team is down with COVID-19, Dan Araki reports.
The NHL's Vancouver Canucks are dealing with one of the worst COVID outbreaks in pro sports. ESPN reporting that more than half of the team's players have tested positive for the virus, with 16 players on the Canucks' COVID-19 protocol list as of Sunday. At least 3 coaches have reportedly tested positive as well. The league had postponed a week's worth of Vancouver's games, with the team returning to play this coming Thursday. But that date is expected to be pushed back, with the NHL hoping that the team will be able to resume play this season. The Canucks have 15 games remaining on their schedule, with 4 more that have been postponed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.